this district attorney, John Chisholm, I think, is very meticulous, and he wants all the evidence, and there's witness testimony, there's physical evidence, there's the autopsy reports, obviously, there's all sorts of things that have to be done. That does take some time, and then you have to process all that information, and it's not a sequential process that you go from one to the other. They overlap, and it can be very, very difficult to come to a quick conclusion. Now, having said that, it has been a long time, and I would expect that there is going to be a decision made fairly soon about whether or not to charge this officer in the death of Mr. Hamilton.
When it comes to the reaction to potential charges, we certainly have seen outcry in other communities when charges have not been issued in cases where a white officer has killed a black man. Do you think that the district attorney here is looking to those other cities and saying, maybe I should time this right, or maybe I should go over everything 7 times instead of 6 just to make sure that I'm very comfortable with my decision?
I think that the latter is probably a correct interpretation. John Chisholm has an obligation as the district attorney to explain to people in clear terms the rationale for whatever his decision may be. The less understanding that people have about how he came to the conclusion that he will ultimately come to, the more consternation, the more upset people get, the more possibility for things to go awry in communities that nobody wants to see.
What is it that those of us that are not part of the criminal justice community are missing?
Most people don't understand that when a police officer is trained to use his or her weapon, they're trained to put the threat down. And that is where there's a lot of misunderstanding that people have about, well, why didn't he just shoot him in the leg? Or why did he just shoot him once? Well, that's a tough call to make, especially when you have literally a few seconds to make that decision. That's difficult. That's not easy thing to do. It's also not easy to accomplish in a practical sense. And a lot of people don't understand that either, because they may have a very misunderstanding of weapons and how weapons are discharged and the heat of the moment. Until I see all the evidence, and that's out for public discussion, I can't assess whether or not we should charge this person. But the district attorney, he has to make that decision.
Talk a little bit about why the district attorney cannot say, I'm going to go ahead and charge this man and let a jury decide.
Well, a lot of this is a misunderstanding or a lack of understanding or information regarding the criminal justice process. The process requires oversight. The district attorney does represent the citizenry. He or she has the power and the authority to make the decision pursuant to state law. So they have to assess the facts. That's how we have structured the system.
Finally, in the event that there are not charges, what are the other possible avenues that family members or protesters might be able to pursue?
If you recall, a number of years ago, we had the Frank Jude case in which the district attorney did issue a complaint, but he couldn't get a conviction in the case. The federal government picked it up, and they went after civil rights violations, and they ultimately prosecuted the case. The advantage there is that the federal government has more resources, they have more time, they can put more investigators on the evidence, and they can come up with a determination that may be consistent or inconsistent with what the state does. But that means that there are federal charges that are looming, and the federal system steps in and has the authority to do that. In addition, there's always, obviously, the civil system. But the civil system is a tort claim, is an action claim, a wrongful death. So there are some options. It's not over necessarily when the district attorney decides, let's say, in this case, we're not going to prosecute this officer in this particular matter.